This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. That smoky haze that's blanketing parts of the U.S. could be around for days. Professor Lauren Wold focuses on air pollution at Ohio State University School of Medicine.
Over 50% of the U.S. population, everything east of Columbus, Ohio, is experiencing levels on the order of 150 to 180, which is an air quality index, suggesting that these are very hazardous levels to be breathing.
If you live in parts of the eastern U.S. that are seeing this unhealthy air, officials are warning you to stay inside and limit or avoid outdoor activities again today. The smoke that's causing all of this is coming from wildfires burning in Canada.
In Canada, officials are asking other countries for help, fighting more than 400 blazes across the country that have displaced 20,000 people. Canadian officials say this is shaping up to be the nation's worst wildfire season ever. I'm Mike Hempen.
Now to a federal grand jury investigating Donald Trump. At least one more witness testified yesterday, as signs indicate that the Justice Department is moving toward a possible indictment over the former president's handling of classified documents. Several media reports say prosecutors recently sent the Trump legal team a target letter. That is often a precursor to criminal charges, but not always. In Ukraine, five people reportedly have died in massive flooding in an area near that breached dam, the report from the Kremlin-appointed mayor of the city. In France, an attacker with a knife stabbed several young children and at least one adult, leaving some with life-threatening injuries in a town in the Alps before he was arrested, say authorities. The Vatican says last night went well for Pope Francis, a good first night in the hospital, they say, after his operation to repair a hernia. This is AP News. Now to the Supreme Court justices and their finances. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Flowers from Oprah Winfrey and book royalties are among the items on the annual financial disclosures by Supreme Court justices. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson reports Winfrey sent her a $1,200 floral display for becoming the High Court's first black woman. She also disclosed more than $6,000 in designer clothes for a magazine photo shoot. Sonia Sotomayor received nearly $150,000 in royalties for two kids' books. But the justice whose report was most anticipated did not file one. Clarence Thomas asked for an extension, as did Samuel Alito. Thomas has been under scrutiny for not disclosing several hundred thousands of dollars in gifts from a GOP donor. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.